Christian education today, our subject, God's law and the Christian. What is the place of God's law and the Christian? One thing that is very clear in Scripture is that there is no way that we could ever earn our salvation through our obedience. Sadly, the default religion in America basically is, as long as I've done more good than bad, in the end, God will accept me and I get to go to heaven. Some sociologists have termed this religion moral therapeutic deism. God really wants me to be happy, and in the end, as long as I do more good than bad, hopefully I will be okay. We obviously reject any idea of that. The Westminster Confession of Faith has a very long section and an important section on God's law. This is the Westminster Confession of Faith, section 19.6. There's a lot in here. One of the things you'll see is the older confessions, they're not infallible. We don't view them as scripture. But these theologians, in this case from the 17th century, they did think very carefully through all the issues. Some of what we see in the Westminster, it does reflect some of the debates at the time. But we do see they were very careful. I'm not going to go through this whole statement because I'm going to summarize it. But we see that although believers are not under the law as a covenant of works to be thereby justified or condemned, we do not stand under God's law where God is demanding perfect obedience for salvation that we have in Christ. Yet the law is of great use, and the confession goes on to explain that. And then later it says, it is likewise of use to the regenerate. Fred Malone of Founders Ministry has presented a helpful summary of this. And under 2 points, first, God's law is a rule of life, that it informs the believers and others of the will of God and their duty, which binds them to walk accordingly. Further, the law of God discovers and unveils sin in our hearts and lives to convict us of our guilt for breaking God's law and to produce a hatred of sin in us. In addition, the conviction of the law by the Spirit also points us to a clearer understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ in his personal perfections and his sufficiency as a perfect Savior for their need. That is so beautiful. Some today do not want to emphasize law. They think, oh, that's going to confuse or trouble. But when it is used properly, it magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Why we need a Savior. That is made very clear by the law. Secondly, God's law is a blessing. The law restrains the remaining corruptions in the Christian in that it forbids sin. The threatenings of the law to the unconverted, though the Christian is no longer subject to such threatenings under grace, assist the converted to understand what even their, quote, Christian sins still deserve but for the grace of God. And see, though freed from the curse and condemnation of the law by faith alone in Christ alone, though freed from its absolute perfection in order to please God, the law still reveals one's sins by which God may send afflictions in this life. The law is of use to the believer. It is of blessing still for believers. Again, I want to thank Fred Malone for his excellent article on the Founders website for giving this very helpful summary coming from the London Baptist Confession of Faith, but the Westminster here is very, very similar. These are important subjects for us to understand and also to teach our children. helping them understand the place and purpose of God's law is very important. Let us seek to train our children in these things. May the Lord bless and encourage you this day. Amen.